Why listen to the past when you can listen to the future? Welcome to the Think Future podcast, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Silicon Valley, California. We focus on innovation, startups, and the future, not necessarily those and not necessarily in that order. Here's your host.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Think Future podcast. I'm your host, Chris Kalaboukas, and once again, we're coming at you live from deep in the heart of Silicon Valley, California. Now, if you're a geek, nerd, whatever you want to call me, like me, you probably watch anime or read manga, right? It's one of the greatest contributions of the Japanese culture to the Western world is their entertainment business, manga, anime, etc. If you ever watch the anime or manga, you'll probably hear a phrase that's used pretty common. They're just about to do something, characters just about to do something that they might find challenging. Their friends or family who are encouraging them say, "Gambatte, gambatte ne," which basically means do your best. It's a kind of the Japanese version of good luck. You also hear characters say, "Ganibaramasu," which is, I'll do my best. But, I mean, we use those words ourselves when we talk to our kids, right? Do your best, or you did your best. It's a prevalent phrase, right? I mean, it's even seeped into your work life. We expect our employees to do their best as well. But what is best? We don't really know, do we? I mean, for example, let's say you've come up with an excellent idea for a new service and you do your best to address the needs and wants of your target market, right? Then you run some customer-centric design thinking workshops. Maybe you do it through us or maybe you do it yourselves. And your customers tell you that it needs a lot of work to meet their specific requirements. There's a mismatch between your best and their expectations. You may have gone so far beyond their expectations that they can't see how the product will meet their needs and wants. Your vision, your best, was not what they were looking for. They were looking for something else, which may have been something you created along the way to your best. Maybe an earlier version of your product would have been perfect. But since you didn't involve your prospects in the conversations, you may have overshot what they needed. While this is an argument for customer-centric design thinking, including your prospective customer early and often, it's also a case to put out much less than your best, just to see what happens. I mean, you're probably like me, and that sometimes you feel like you're a perfectionist. Many of us are perfectionists or near perfectionists. We look at our blog posts, or we look at our videos, or we look at our podcasts, or we listen to our podcasts, and we tweak, and we tweak, and we tweak, and we tweak, and we tweak. And sometimes we tweak past the point of useful tweaking. I've experienced it in a few startups myself. The founders could not agree on the feature set that they needed to release. So instead of throwing out an MVP to see if anybody was interested in what they had so far, they just kept adding features to the products without getting any kind of feedback from their prospective customers to see if the new features were at all useful to the customer. I mean, you've probably done this as well. I've posted many blog posts, which I work on for a long, long time. I think they're polished, and I think they're very impressive, only to see that one sort of sit there and not get any traffic, whereas something I whipped out in 15 minutes with minimal editing becomes the most popular post on the site or on LinkedIn. I mean, the reality is that your best is probably not what your customers are looking for. If you see a need, try to fill that need as simply, as quickly, and as cheaply as possible. I mean, don't be afraid to put something out that's half-assed in your own mind. It might be the exact thing your customers want. I mean, sometimes your best is just too much. Sometimes spending too much time refining, rewriting, tweaking, adjusting to make something your best might be the exact same thing, which kills it as a product. So my advice is, just start. Whatever you're doing, whatever idea you have, whatever shape it's in, get it out there. Show off the best version of what you have right now, not the absolute best version, to the world. Wise man once said, if you're not embarrassed by your first version, then you waited too long to launch it. Google started the beta trend, and if it's good enough for Google, it should be good enough for you. Stop endlessly tweaking your product until it's perfect and just get it out there with clear ways to capture feedback and comment right back to you. And when you get those comments, act on them right away, rev up the product. Pivot, spin, iterate. Creating this virtuous cycle of constant improvement and mini pivots based on your market feedback is essential to the success of your product. Instead of saying, "Garibirimasu," say, "Shimasu," which means, "I will." That's it for me for today. See you next time. And until then, don't forget to think future.